ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुं
सुतेन
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम शरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी गोस्वामी महाराज की। I am very happy that in this Odisha festival so many devotees have come here to hear Hari Katha. Also our all prominent sannyasis and brahmacharis all have attended here. I think our festival will be successful. I want that there should be no complaint from audience in any way. They are trying, even it may be something, so that you should tolerate. Don't disturb. Only you have come to hear Harikatha and you should hear Harikatha. And we will try our utmost best to deliver Harikatha, Krishna past, straight past times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past times, which you should carefully take in your pockets, in your hearts, and then return back to your homes. I have thought that I will give classes on the very prominent associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Jagadananda Prabhu. His instructions is very, very useful in our life. If we will follow it, then we can realize what is love and what is prem. Without, we cannot. And he has told the process by which we can enter in prema bhakti. Though Kavi Karnapur Goswami has written that Jagadananda Prabhu was Satyabhama, yet really he has himself told in his Bhish Prem Vivart, "Oh, I am very intimate friend of Radhika. I am her maid servant. But why I don't know? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to keep me in the category of Jagadananda. Oh, I know he is sannyasi. That what is sannyasi? He wants that he should take Radhika, Krishna himself, with her, and will serve Krishna alone. He does not want that we, Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, and we should be also in that service. Alone he wants. That is why he is doing. Really, Prem Vibhat means in high class of love and affection, sometimes anger seems, man seems, but these are not really anger. Not so. It is what? It is really high class of affection and love, which comes in the form of man and anger. So, Jagadananda was an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he, Jagadananda Goswami, he has himself written in this book that I was writing something. And in the same time, Swarup Damodar, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came and told, what you are writing, Jagadananda Prabhu? Then he told, O Prabhu, I am writing what I like, from core of heart. I want to write something, the
What happens in my life
with Chaitanya Prabhu. I want to record it, write it. Then Swarup Damodar told, oh, you are writing. Very good. You should write for all human persons. By this, oh, it will be so much good for them. Then Jagadananda told, oh, I'm writing what I like. I don't know the welfare of whole world. What I remember, I write. But in not order.
Not in proper sequence.
When what I remember, I am writing. He has written so many things that is very, very useful for all our life. Before this, I'm going to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorifying of Bharat Varsha. He is telling that in Bharat Varsha,
India,
in India, before Ram, Sri Krishna Chandra, Lord Sri Ramchandra appeared with his three brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, as a son of Maharaj Dasarath King. He is praying, Prabhu, your this avatar,
incarnation
is not only for killing demons. Ram killed so many demons. First he killed demon,
Taruka.
Woman demon.
Taruka. Taruka.
Taruka. And Khardushan.
Marich, Subahu.
Marich and so many.
Subahu.
And Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Meghnad and all he killed. So he has not come to only kill demons. But what? To give instructions, teachings to others that how a very high class of charitra,
character
can be done. Like Ramchandra, only one wife, chaste, and he was always protecting his bhakts.
Devotees,
always. He was very much fond of Brahman Bhakti, doing Brahman Bhakti, and giving so much honor to superiors. Though he has exiled Sita, 2 times. But when Sita was stolen by Ravan, he was full of
separation mode.
Weeping. Asking even Godavari river, deers, and others, where is my dear Sita? And weeping. But, Sri Ramchandra was incarnation of Supreme Lord. Why he will weep? You know that he knew that my Sita is with me. Ravan cannot store. He has kept Sita in fire, but yet he is weeping. This is his Naralila.
Human being pastime.
Very sweet. He cannot send Sita to exile. But he has done only for Shiksha, only for instructions for others. All are for Lok Shiksha. What Shiksha instructions? Janma, birth, by beauty, by intelligence. Anyone is not dear to Ram. Only those who are Sharanagat, those who are
taken shelter.
Even a monkey like me, Hanumanji is telling. He made friendship with us. And we all, like friends, we helped him in all his battlefield and everywhere. So, Ram or Krishna, They don't think about who is so intelligent, who has come in high class of
aristocratic
family and other things. But he only wants that we should be offered to him, saranagat to him.
Surrender to him.
Oh, in Bharatvarsh there are so many mountains, Himalaya. Malaya, Mangal Prastha, Mainak, Trikut, Rishabh, Kutak, Kolkal, Devagiri, Rishyamukh, Banket, Mahendra, Varidhar, Vindhyachal, Shuktiman, Dron, Trikut, Govardhan, Raivartak, Kumbh, Neel, Kabhuk, Neel, Gomukha, Indrakil, Kamgiri. Oh, thousands of these mountains are in India. And from them so many rivers have come. Rivers like Brahmanad, Sindhu Nad, Son Nad, and Ganga, Jamuna, Kaveri, Tarnparni, Kritmala, Kaveri, Beni, Payaswini, Godavari, Payaswini, Reva. Oh, so many, Kausaki, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Gomati, Sarju, oh, so many. What are very sweet. Even a man will remember, they will be liberated. So Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, like these. Those who have taken birth in India, they are very fortunate. Even demigods, they repent that why we have become taken birth in heavenly planet. We have done so much high class of donations, austerities, and so, and then we have come to Swarga, but this is karma bhumi, this is not karma bhumi, bhog bhumi. Bhog bhumi means
enjoyed place
only to enjoy. There is so much enjoyment that you can imagine if you have birth in America and Europe countries. No chance of doing bhajan, always engaged in sense gratification. Especially without ladies, without male, and male without female, they cannot think. They cannot even imagine like in heaven. Very beautiful asparas, demigods, goddesses, and goddesses. They are there. Enjoying always, they have no time to even think about Krishna or Ram. And their saintly person like Narad Goswami, like Sukadeva Goswami and others. No incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Ramchandra, Krishna, Baladev and others. Nothing. So why we became demigods here. Oh, what to tell heaven, Brahmalok, where Brahma resides. There is one kalpa, means crores and crores years. But we don't want to be in this Brahmalok or heavenly planets. Even One moment, the duration of human life is not certain. It may be 1 year, 2 years, 100 years, more than that. And very soon we will die. But even if one moment in India, even like Raja
Khatang,
in 24 minutes, even he was here. And his life was successful, and he offered his whole life in the lotus feet of Krishna, and he went to Golok Vrindavan. So, we are also very fortunate that we have taken birth in India, and even not, but we want to be in Vrindavan, Braj Vrindavan. Always speaking of Harikatha of Vrindavan, always. So you are also fortunate that you have connection with Vrindavan. Your mole, your goal for life to serve Vrindavan and Vrindavaneswar Krishna. So his prayer, praying. We are praying that where there is no Bhagavat Kathamrita, nectar of Harikatha, and the origin of Harikatha is sadhu, bhakta, where they don't live there. If it is Brahmalok, heavenly planets or anything, we don't want to live there. We want only to be in Vrindavan for a moment. Here, there is Varnashram Dharma. In world, anywhere in world, no Varnashram Dharma. But in India, Varnashram Dharma. And why it was created Varnashram Dharma? Only how to do bhakti to Krishna, Supreme Lord. Only for. The main object was that how all souls can offer their bhakti to Krishna and will be liberated one day. It is very hard in Western countries. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bani was not here, Swamiji had not come here, I was not coming here, then what is in these countries? Only sense gratification, nothing else. So their lives is in vain. They have no time to think that, oh, after death, where we will go? We are not this physical body. You are not this physical body. But only in India, the knowledge coming from Krishna and Mahaprabhu, if he will touch, at once all these knowledges will come. And Shuddha Bhakti will come, and by this you will be liberated. So, to be in Vrindavan, Brajmandal, to have a birth in Vrindavan, anyhow relation with Vrindavan, you are very sick. Your life will be successful. If you will do bhakti and having all these things, Guru, Vaishnava, Krishna is in uncool.
Favorable.
But even you will not have prema bhakti, your life is in vain. Fie on them who are not really advancing in Krishna Bhakti. So we should try to give up all science of gratifications and do Hari Bhajan. One Kirtan?
Purandaracharya
Kirtan. Kirtan
kor. वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की गुरुपाद पद की। Krishna Govinda Govinda Gopala. Thank you.
want that I will speak on Prem Vibarta. Very interesting, very favorable. And one, I also want that other speakers, they should speak on Srimad Bhagavat, Guru Tattva, Narad, and
Dasdev
Sambad, Bhad Sambad, Ajamil Sambad, Ambarish Sambad, Krishna, and Putanas, and what are the instructions about Brahma, Mohan Leela, Kaliya Dah Leela, Kaliya Daman. Very interesting things. So you should be ready for that from tomorrow. First Guru Tattva and then others Tattva. I will speak on Prem Vibarta. I request Padmanabha Maharaj to give 4 words for our Harikatha.
As we heard from Srila Gurudev. that he showed the perfect example of a human being in this world. So, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Param Tattva, that source from which everything emanates, from which the entire universe that we live in, all the planets, all the galaxies, from which everything has come, that Absolute Truth is clearly defined in the Vedic literature. Only in the Vedas, written in the Sanskrit language, more than 5,000 years ago, only there can this very explicit knowledge of the Absolute Truth be obtained. Anywhere else, there are only little fragments of this Supreme Absolute Truth, but only in the Vedas, which have come directly from the Absolute Truth Himself, Sri Krishna. They have emanated from Him and come into this universe by His divine mercy, by His will. Only through Vedic knowledge can the living entities, the jiva souls within this universe, who are all conditioned by material nature, only by this knowledge can they become liberated from this endless cycle of birth and death. All living beings in this world, they are eternal parts and parcels of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna descended 5,000 years ago, and He spoke the Absolute Truth in the form of His own song, the song of God, Bhagavad Gita, there Sri Krishna Himself has claimed all living beings as His own personal parts and parcels. There He says, Ma mai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. He says, all of the living entities in this world, they're called jiva bhuta, living beings. And they are my parts and parcels. Ma mai vamsho. But manasastrani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. In this world, they are constantly struggling with this material nature. They are struggling with their mind and always overwhelmed by so many material desires to lord it over the material nature, to become the enjoyer. Just like Srila Gurudev was so beautifully explaining, that in the heavenly planets, this is called Bhogbhumi. Why? Because there, they are reaping the fruits of their pious activities, and now they are enjoying sense gratifications. But that enjoyment there cannot lead them to eternal auspiciousness of the soul. They have to again come back down to this plane, the earthly level. Within this universe, there are so many levels of planetary systems. We are in the middle of these levels. And here, it is karma bhumi. Karma bhumi means we can do actions here and we can create our future destiny. Where we will go after this life. This body is temporary. It will last only for a few days or a few years at most. And then, where will we go after this life? So in this plane, we can create our future, our destiny. But without having Vedic knowledge, the living beings do not know how to live. They do not know how to act in this life, so that their future life can be auspicious, and that they can attain freedom from the endless cycle of birth and death. They can attain their eternal identity in service to the Absolute Supreme Lord in the eternal spiritual world. So without Vedic knowledge, the living beings in this world don't know this fact. And therefore, we can see nowadays in Kali Yuga, in Western civilization, The only goal of life is to eat nicely, drink, take intoxications, enjoy sex life, and try to gain as much sense gratification as we can before we die. And the belief is, when we die, all finished. I don't exist anymore. This is total ignorance. And the whole world today is completely plunged deep down into this ignorance. So therefore, everyone is completely attached to sense gratification, thinking this is the goal of life. And therefore, as Gurudev said, every man wants to have a woman to enjoy, every woman wants to have a man to enjoy. They cannot imagine life without this. But this will only lead one downwards. By acting in this way within this world, only we will become more and more entangled in the karmic reactions, and we can go falling down into lower species for millions of lifetimes again. So this human form of life, it is very, very rare. And the Vedas are informing us of this. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And we have gone through all these species of life before this human birth of ours. So having obtained this human birth, what is the opportunity? That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahusam bhavante manushyamartadam nityam abhihadhiram turanam yate tanapatim anumrityu yavat nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. In this one verse, the perfect advice is given to us in the essence of all Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam. And there Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us, this human form, this manushya, human life, it has been obtained after millions of lifetimes in this world. But this human form, it is called Arthadam. Why Arthadam? Because it can give to us the highest benefit for our soul. That highest benefit to attain our eternal position of love for Krishna, to live eternally. That is possible only in the human form. Therefore, it is very, very sudurlabham, very rare to get a human form, a human birth. But nowadays people don't know. They live like animals, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, having no awareness that this human form of life is valuable and rare. So Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us, manushya martadama nityam abhihadhiram. Yes, this human form, it is very temporary. We will only be here for a few days, a few years at most. And then we will have to leave this place. But while we are here, in this human form of life, if we utilize this human body with the intelligence that Krishna, that God has endowed to us in the human form, and we inquire what is our ultimate benefit in life, and we begin to act for the benefit of our eternal soul, then our human life, it will bring us to the highest destination if we have our goal fixed there. So therefore the Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us, as long as you have not come to the end of this life, as long as death has not come, immediately, without delay, you should immediately begin to utilize this human form to perform bhakti yoga, to perform our service to the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna. By doing this, our whole life will be auspicious. And as Gurudev pointed out, this connection with Bharatvarsha, with the ancient culture, the ancient knowledge of India, even the very land of India, to touch that holy land, is auspicious for our soul. And even within that holy land, to touch the rivers, to touch the mountains. It is transcendental place. So many incarnations of the Lord have come and walked in that land. So many great, pure devotees, eternal associates of the Lord, have walked in that land. Nowhere else on this planet this has happened. So that land is so auspicious. But to have connection with the topmost place, the topmost holy God, place of pilgrimage, the holiest of holy tirthas, the eternal abode of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Himself, manifested on this earth, that is Sri Vrindavan Dham. To have that connection, it is the highest auspiciousness in this human form of life. So therefore, the eternal associates of the Lord come into this world. The pure devotees, the pure Vaishnavas, they come into this world to preach the message of the Vedic knowledge, to preach the Srimad Bhagavatam, to bring everyone into connection with Sri Vrindavan Dham. And our beloved Gurudev, this is the 13th year that he is traveling all around the world, so many countries, even in old age, taking so much inconvenience to come to inform us what is the ultimate benefit for our life, how can this be obtained. And devotees are coming from all over the world to hear this divine message coming from his lotus mouth, to purify their hearts, to make their goal of life completely clear, so that they will not waste this human form in just chasing after sense gratification again and again and again. He has come to remind us, take this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take this mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam, bring this deep within your hearts. As Gurudev said, put it in your pocket. During this festival, hear very carefully his instructions, try to understand very deeply. Make this a part of your life and take it with you so that for this whole life you will pursue this path of Shuddha Bhakti and you will not be mixed up in any other deviation from this path. Only pure, unawake bhakti to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. That is the message that our Gurudev has come to give us. That is the message that Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada traveled all over the world to introduce to human society. And that is the mercy of our Guru Parampara coming to us. So as Gurudev told us, we are so fortunate. We have to try to understand how fortunate we are to be sitting here today, to be here for these next few days, to be hearing from the lotus mouth of a Mahabhagavat Rasik Vaishnava who is bringing Vrindavan down to us here in the middle of Russia. He has come to us to give us this mercy and these blessings. So we should try with every ounce of our energy to utilize every single moment of this week and to take in our pocket with us all this mercy and blessings of Srila Gurudev, so we can remain strong throughout this life in the path of Shuddha Bhakti, not fall from this path, not deviate from this path, but remain completely fixed and make this the ultimate goal of our life, Krishna praying, which our Gurudev has come to give us. Vansha kalpataruvascha kripasindhivascha
Thank you. Very good. Now Sriman Nemi Maharaj will speak some four words.
Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshuramitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Saminiti Namine Namam Vishnupadaya Radhikaya Kriyatmane Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayaniti Namane Vachakalpatrubhyascha Kripasandrubhya Evacha Putitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Guru Dev has instructed me to speak a few words before he again speaks on Prem Vibhart by Shri Jagannatha Pandit. Shri Guru Dev is very kindly graced us, blessed us with his presence here in Ukraine and invited all devotees from all, especially Russian-speaking areas. Not only, we're very happy to welcome devotees from other places also, even from America, from Australia, but especially from Russian-speaking countries, Ukraine, Russia, Tashkent also. So, we should understand, try to realize the nature of the personality who is very kindly giving us his association, our beloved Srila Gurudev. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the great treatise on the philosophy and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami begins by glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadha Prabhu. And then immediately he begins to explain what is Guru Tattva. Without this understanding, what is Guru Tattva? Without this understanding, we cannot make progress. We cannot surrender to Guru. Without surrender to Guru, we cannot progress in bhakti. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. Yasya prasada, nagati kito. So we have to understand, who is Guru? What is Guru Tattva? What is our relationship with Guru? And why we have to have Guru? This is a very, very broad subject, and all of our speakers will be speaking on this in the next 2-3 days while Srila Gurudev is here. I just want to repeat some instructions from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Srila Gurudev himself has often repeated to us, explained to us. Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he is explaining the identity of Guru. Guru Krishna Roop Sarva Shastra Praman. He says that Guru is the root of Krishna, form of Krishna. As Krishna is totally transcendental personality, Janma Karma Jive Divyam, everything completely transcendental, nothing, no relationship with this material world. His form is transcendental, personality is transcendental. His characteristics, his qualities are all transcendental. So Guru Krishna Roop means that Guru is also completely transcendental personality. He's not different from the Roop of Krishna. Guru is the incarnation, the appearance in this earth of Krishna's most important qualities. So for the fallen conditioned souls, Krishna's most important quality is his mercy. If Krishna were not merciful, of what use to us to hear about his beautiful pastimes in the spiritual world? If we can't go there, what's the use? But Krishna is so merciful that although we neglected his service, became attracted by a mood of enjoyment, and came into this material world, Still, Krishna has made so much facility for us. He's made facility for us to try to enjoy it. And he's very kindly made facility for us to fail to enjoy it. So that we can understand that this is not our proper place. He has manifested scriptures, different religions, temporary religions and eternal religion, Jivadharma. He has appeared himself in so many incarnations. He himself has come as Krishna, the supreme avatari, the source of all incarnations. And he's come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna absorbed in the mood of his own internal pleasure-giving potency, the power of bhakti. Krishna is so kind. And Gurudev is the incarnation, the personality of this kindness, this mercy to the fallen condition of souls. Krishna has a potency that makes the impossible possible. For the fallen conditioned soul, totally absorbed in trying to enjoy through the mind and senses, trying to control this material world, it is impossible to get love for Krishna. These are exactly opposite tendencies. To try to enjoy the mind and senses, neglecting Krishna completely. And to try to give pleasure to Krishna, neglecting the mind and senses completely, the demands of the mind and senses completely. These are two totally opposite tendencies. There is no way in this world that we can get this mood to satisfy Krishna. It is impossible. But Krishna sends his potency, the spiritual master, who makes that impossible possible. Spiritual master appears, guru appears, and he tells us, My dear friends, you're not this material body. You're not the mind. You're spirit soul. Why are you suffering here? Because you don't belong here. There's another place for you. There you can be really happy. What is the process to get to that place? Oh, you begin devotional service to Krishna. This is Jivadharma. This is the real nature of the soul. Even here in this material world, when you're practicing this bhakti, you'll be so happy. Because the nature of the soul is becoming revealed. And as you practice, you become free from these material longings, desires, attachments. And in the end, you can go back to the spiritual world and serve Krishna completely in the spiritual world. Krishna, the Guru, Krishna Rupa. Then, Shiksha Guru Keto Jani Krishna Sarup. Two kinds of guru. So Shiksha Guru, who gives instruction on performing bhajan, he is Krishna's sarup. Even, of course, there's no difference in one sense between rupa of Krishna, form of Krishna, and sarup, the very inherent nature of Krishna, personality of Krishna. There's no difference because both is Krishna. But still there is some distinction. So Shiksha Guru, he is a manifestation of Krishna's sarup shakti. Very, very, very close associate of Krishna. Radha and Krishna. Krishna's sarup shakti is Srimati Radhika. So, especially in our line, Gaudiya Vaishnava line from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all our acharyas, they're very, very intimate associates of Srimati Radhika. Servants of Srimati Radhika. And they're giving her mood. Not her mood. They're giving the mood of service to her mood. They don't want to meet with Krishna as Srimati Radhika meets with Krishna. But they want to serve the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. For this they've come. For this our Srila Gurudev has come. For this my Guru Maharaj, our Srila Prabhupada, he came. All our acharyas. And they can give because this is their nature. Shiksha Guru Keke Jani Krishna Saru. They're fully empowered. Simply we have to take shelter. Now we're taking shelter of so many other kinds of power. But when we give up understanding that these different kinds of material ability, wisdom, knowledge, strength, talent, it is all useless to get to Krishna. We take shelter of Gurudev, and Gurudev will tell us how we can engage these sinners in Krishna's service. Now we have so many zeros. Intelligence, zero. Talent, zero. Personality, zero. High birth, zero. Money, zero. All zero without Krishna, because it's keeping us here in the material world. And Gurudev is teaching us how to put this one in front of all these zeros that we can offer to Krishna. Offer to Gurudev and offer to Krishna. So, we're very, very fortunate to have the association of such an extraordinary, transcendental personality who's coming from the spiritual world to give us his association, appearing in a way that we can relate to him as our very, very dear friend, our family member, bosom friend, Srila Gurudev says. So, he's giving you this opportunity that we can open our ears and also open our hearts so that we can hear his wonderful instructions, receive his wonderful moves, and make strong progress in devotional service so that we can attain, in time, we can attain that goal that he's coming to give. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa kudu vishka.
Very good. Now, Shyam Rani will speak some four words and Hari Katha.
That's it.
Not the cordless. Maharaj, Pramana
Maharaj. Yeah,
yeah. You have to turn it on.
Turn on.
It's on, it's on.
यस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. First, I offer my humble obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Bhikshu Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupaya, a stove that is such a Sri Shima, Śrīla Bhaktivedānta Swāmī Prabhupāda, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Śikṣa Gurudev, Om Vishnupāda, a stoked Sri Śrīmad Śrīla Bhaktivedānta Nāyaka Goswāmī Mahārāj. To all of our disciplic succession and all the wonderful assembled devotees here, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about what he's given, the Hari Katha that he's given. When the pure devotee speaks, this is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, his words are mixed with the saffron dust particles of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, so that even though the living entity has forgotten the Lord since the beginning of time, for millions and billions of births and creations, his memory returns by the connection with the words emanating from the lotus mouth of Sri Guru. Earlier this evening, we were all singing Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. So Sri Guru is the embodiment of all types of Sri. As the previous speakers so beautifully mentioned, we're looking for material enjoyment in this material world. But though transmigrating through millions of different species, animals, plants, stones, demigods, were not founded. But because Sri Guru is the embodiment of all Sri, from the topmost Sri, that is, Srimati Radhika's heart, is embodied in Sri Guru. And the gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, service to Srimati Radhika, that Sri is embodied in Sri Guru. So within that, all spiritual opulences are embodied in him. And within that, all mystic powers, the power to stretch our hand out and get anything from any other planet, the power to become heavier than a universe or lighter than an atom, to bring anyone under control. So many mystic powers are embodied in Sri Guru as insignificant byproducts to his devotion to Krishna. And then what to speak of all material elements of beauty, strength, knowledge, renunciation, wealth, everything is there embodied in Sri Guru. So Sri Guru Charana Padma. And Charana, Charana means feet, and with feet we make steps. So he is the first step, and not only the first step, the last step, because it's stated in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that in the beginning of bhakti, the root cause of bhakti is association with pure devotees. And then, after going through the course of Harinam and Diksha, when one, after so many births, is approaching the stage of Prema Bhakti, again, Sadhu Sangha becomes the principal Anga or limb of Bhakti. So he is the first step. Without him, we have no connection with our whole disciplic succession. All of our acharyas, all the associates of Krishna, they require that for hearing and replying to our prayers, that we become sharanagat, accepting only those things favorable for executing bhakti, rejecting all those things unfavorable, thinking that Krishna is my only maintainer and protector, being very meek and humble, and surrendering all my activities for his pleasure. But Sri Guru doesn't have any kind of consideration or condition. So through him, we can approach our whole very beautiful disciplic succession. And Kevala Bhakti Sadhana, he is the only abode of all the stages of bhakti, from Shraddha or initial faith, the belief that if I simply engage in service to Krishna, then all my other subsidiary activities are automatically accomplished, just as by watering the root of the tree, then all the leaves and branches are automatically watered. So Shraddha, then Bhajana Kriya, engaging in devotional activities. There are 64 kinds of devotional activities, 9 of which are most prominent, 5 of which are most prominent, namely Sadhu Sangha, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and his association, under his guidance, serving the deity with faith and veneration, living in the holy place, if not by body, then by mind, as Srila Gurudev mentioned, and chanting the holy name of the Lord without offense. And then the 3 most, and then the 1 most, chanting the holy name. This is Bhajana Kriya, and he is the abode of that. And then Anartana Vritti, becoming free from all of our anartas. So many different kinds of anartas are offenses to the holy name, to all jivas, to Thakurji, to the deity, to the Dham, to Vaishnavas. And then Asat Krishna, desiring heavenly enjoyments, merging into the material, to the impersonal Brahman, trying to enjoy godly delights and sense gratification in this world. So many anarthas, weakness of heart, envy, deceit. We become gradually free from those anarthas and all unsteadiness in bhakti. He's the abode of that. And then nistha, strong faith that no matter what happens, like Haridas Thakur, even if I'm beaten and my skin comes off and my muscles come off and my bones are beaten, no matter what happens, I'll never give up my bhakti. And then taste in chanting, taste in serving Thakurji, and then attachment, spontaneous attachment, just like a boy and girl have attachment for each other, even without introduction, even without reason, and then transcendental emotions, and then praying, entering into the Lord's pastimes as a servant of Radha and Krishna, leaning towards Srimati Radhika. He is the abode of all that. So attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. Whatever desire we have in bhakti, we can achieve that just by attachment to the dust of his lotus feet. When we have feelings of separation from him and feelings of attachment for him, only then can we have those feelings for Radha and Krishna. He is the abode. Prema bhakti yaha vaite avidya vinasa jate. From him, ecstatic prema emanates, and as it's developing in us stage by stage, ignorance is destroyed. He himself takes away our ignorance. Therefore, although we must endeavor, as the previous speakers explained, with all of our heart and soul we must endeavor, still, the achievement of that endeavor is not possible without the mercy of Sri Guru. And therefore we pray to him, please give me the six kinds of holy associations. Please take away my faults, my six kinds of faults. This is the reason I'm sitting here in your association. Please take away all the six kinds of impediments and engage me in the six kinds of activities that are favorable for fast advancement in bhakti. Srilanarayan Das Thakur prays and teaches us through his prayers, because just as we know about our previous acharya only by the mercy of Sri Guru, similarly, we know about the qualities and glories and mercy of Sri Guru from our previous acharyas. So Srinarayan Das Thakur has taught us how to pray to Sri Guru, that by much association with the Ganges River, sins gradually go away. But by simply by a moment's proper darshan with you, one's sins are immediately eradicated. One very great sinner, very great dacoit, named Valmiki, who was so sinful that he had an entire well full of Brahmin threads of all the Brahmins that he had killed. So now he was coming to kill Narada Muni. And as he was approaching him, Narada Muni said, stop. And all of a sudden he stopped and he thought, why did I stop? Just because he said stop. And by the influence of his one word, he surrendered to Narada Muni. And although the only thing he could utter was mara, 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 die, 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 still he became a pure devotee and a personal associate and the author in trance of Sri Ramayana, as Srila Gurudeva was so beautifully expressing. So by a moment's association with you, all sins go far away. Please make me as you are, without any desires or anxieties. and make me tolerant like you, tolerant like a tree, more forgiving and humble than the grass. This is only possible by the mercy of Sri Guru. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. Krishna himself, just as he prays to Srimati Radhika, Smaragala Kandanam Mamashirashi Mandanam Dehi Padapalavam Udana, he's putting his head at the feet of Srimati Radhika. So Srila Gurudev explains in Sri Gita Govinda that he does this to Sri Guru also, as maidservant of Srimati Radhika. So we pray, Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. So I'm simply running after you, calling Krishna, Krishna, and begging you. I have no strength myself to chant the holy name. I'm following your instructions externally, but I beg you that only by your power I can taste the real treasure of the holy name and thus achieve all the benefits that Srila Gurudev is giving us by his utterance of Sri Prem Vivar these next few days. Thank you, Lord Premananda.
Very good expressions. The all essence of all these Harikatha to surrender in the lotus feet of Guru. Without surrendering in the lotus feet of Guru, you cannot forward go an inch even. Can you collect your all affection, love,
attachment
that you have in your family, your wealth, in your reputation, in your very dear wife, very dear husband, children's? Can you collect and give it, surrender it in the lotus feet of Guru? Have you dared to do? Then you should come forward. Otherwise, how you can develop your Krishna consciousness? You cannot go forward. So first surrendered into lotus feet of Gurudev. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya. Who is sadhu actually? That symptom I told you, taking all his love and affection, attachment from worldly things, from his wife, daughter, son, husband, and he has surrendered in the lotus feet of Gurudev, and Guru has given in the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu, they are really sadhu. In this world, sadhu sangha is very, very rare. You are seeing that so many sadhus are in this world, but really, who is sadhu? Those who are saying them sadhu, they should ask from their heart whether you are sadhu or not. Have you given everything or your all attachment fully, totally in the lotus feet of Gurudev? Are you obeying Gurudev? Ask. And what your heart is replying, and then see. Very rare. I have seen my Gurudev having taken his life in the hands for Gurudev. I never think that he has disobeyed his holy master. If he cannot obey our Gurudev, how can he obey you, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Life is very short. We don't know when it will end. So, Padmanabha Maharaj told, Nisheshaya khalu sarvatasya. Before our life is finished, before that, in a moment you should try to give up all your, surrender all your things, that I do. Love, affection, attachment, everything in your lotus feet of Guru, and throw Guru to Krishna. In only 24 minutes, you can change everything. Very miracle. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told. Not 24, only 1 minute. Oh, I'm totally surrendering in the lotus feet of Gurudev. What you will tell, I obey, never disobey. Yes. He will attain his goal. So, I'm requesting you all that very rare this human life. And this human life, we should make a goal of our life. And I have told again and again, the life and so our goal is what? Radha Dasyam. But begin from Upadesha Amrita. Bhat Beg, Man Beg, Krodh Beg, Jiva Beg, Udar Beg, Upast Beg. Don't associate with any Vishai sense and joy. Though it is very rare in this world, Sadhu Sangha, but yet, if you will pray earnestly to the Lord Krishna, He will arrange at once. You are coming forward, but I want that very soon you should both develop, or my daughters and sons. In this life you should realize, give up all your attachment and everything in this world. You know that at the time of death you cannot take a single farthing, ruble, even anything, you cannot. Your father, mother, wife, oh dear wife, for whom you are giving your life, will she go with you? Never. So give this life only for Krishna Bhakti, only nothing else, and then your life will be successful forever. Gaur Premanande. Only not to hear, to keep in your heart and to practice totally. Otherwise you cannot be nishkapat.
Without duplicity.
Eh?
Without cheating. Without duplicity.
Not duplicity, not cheating you. Don't cheat you. Otherwise you will be cheated forever.